WTAW News Time is 4 minutes after 8. It's 76 degrees at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by the BCS Regional Association of Realtors, your voice for real estate in the Brazos Valley. Go to bcsrealtor.com. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. It's an early morning for Blinn College trustees as they hold a special meeting.
The subject is a new residence hall in Brenham. Last March, the trustees learned part of the property is designated as a federal wetland site. To keep a lower interest federal loan to finance the construction of the dorm, trustees are being asked to approve a design change. But the dorm's parking lot and site improvements are still in the wetlands. Administrators want the trustees to take $1 million in cash reserves, including money made from Bryan, along with existing bond reserves. The more than $32 million dorm with 150 bedrooms and 465 beds is scheduled to open in the fall of 2018. It will be operated by a for-profit company. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
A Texas A&M student was identified as the bicyclist who was struck and killed yesterday by a City of College Station garbage truck. Deputy City Manager Chuck Gilman issued a statement on the death of 21-year-old Alana Rich of San Marcos.
We offer our sincerest condolences and prayers to the family and the young woman who passed away. College Station PD is conducting a thorough and objective investigation to determine exactly how this happened.
Police has released no details about their investigation of what happened at Ayrshire and Angus Streets, about two blocks south of the Association of Former Students building. In the same neighborhood is the location of College Station's first historic home marker in 2 years. Plaque number 90 is at 400 Fairview. The chairman of the Historic Preservation Committee, Lewis Hodges, says this was among six homes built in 1921 at a combined cost of $14,600.
Amazing if you go over to that area of town and look at what's been happening, but there's still five of them there.
The current owners, Fred and Shirley DePriest, purchased the home in 2007. The Gibbons Creek Power Plant in Grimes County is still owned by the Texas Municipal Power Association. The TMPA board did not take action yesterday on a proposed sale because negotiations are not finalized. That's after the Bryan City Council and the councils of TMPA's three other members approved the sale earlier this week. TMPA General Manager Bob Kahn says there is no date for the association's board to take action. Kahn says until there is a sale, there won't be an announcement on the fate of TMPA employees working at the plant near Carlos, which, according to the association's website, employs more than 100. The joint ownership of the coal-fired plant and transmission systems in Grimes, Brazos, and Robertson counties also includes Denton, Garland, and Greenville. Attendance numbers are in for the summer swimming season at Bryan's four pools, including the first for the new pool at Sadie Thomas Park. Between Memorial Day and Labor Day, Sadie Thomas had more than 2,200 swimmers. The last season the old pool was opened, 10 years ago, attendance was 141. Compared to last year, attendance was up almost 15% at Haswell and about 20% at Henderson and 25% at the Bryan Aquatic Center. Now, the Aquatic Center does close today in preparation for a $945,000 renovation. The center will reopen next spring with a new pool liner, a new deck, new gutters and water filters, an updated slide and slide tower, and a new zero-depth beach entry area in the recreational pool. Swimmers with annual passes, you can either extend your expiration date for the period that the center is closed, or you can receive a prorated credit. First responders throughout the Brazos Valley will gather Sunday morning to participate in the annual 9/11 Memorial Stair Climb at the Verisco Building in downtown Bryan.
Oftentimes, a lot of the climbers will climb with names tacked onto their shirts of people that we lost, and some of them will yell out names as they get to different floor levels. That'd be great if we could have people there cheering them on throughout the whole time. Yep. So anytime between 8 and about 10:30 or so.
Bryan Deputy Fire Marshal William Bow says they'll start Sunday morning around 8:30, and it takes about 2 to 3 hours to complete the equivalent of the 110 stories of the former World Trade Center. Tomorrow's Texas A&M football game against Prairie View is the first meeting ever between the system universities. At last week's Board of Regents meeting, System Chancellor John Sharp previewed the musical competition that will take place.
Prairie View's Marching Star Band, the only university band from Texas to be invited to play in the 2017 Macy's Day Thanksgiving Parade, has been featured on several local television radio stations this summer. Fighting Texas Aggie Band has never lost a halftime. This will be the most serious competition they have had in that category.
The game is also the Aggies' first against an opponent from the Southwestern Atlantic Conference, and the first against an in-state school since playing SMU in 2014. Now for high school football, that's tonight. You can listen to A&M Consolidated as they host Austin High. Pre-game starts at 7, kickoff at 7:30 right here on WTAW. WTAW News Time is 10 minutes after 8. It's 76 degrees. You can text us at 979-695-1620. This look at news brought to you by the BCS Regional Association of Realtors. More news at 8:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Did you know that Bryan and College Station were both voted as top 10 most improved cities in the U.S. since the recession? Our market is booming, and now is the time to buy, sell, or invest in real estate by partnering with one of the trustworthy realtors from the BCS Association of Realtors. Hi, I'm Ed Berry, Executive VP of the BCS Association of Realtors. I'm proud to represent the amazing group of Brazos Valley Realtors who invest their money, efforts, and time in this community. Visit BCS Realtors. To find an agent and get started on the next exciting chapter of your life.
At Professional Concrete Construction, if your home or office needs concrete, they do it. Specializing in residential, commercial, and decorative applications, James and Mike Croston at Professional Concrete Construction are your experts in the Brazos Valley with over 25 years' experience. For home and metal building foundations, patios, sidewalks, and driveways, call Professional Concrete Construction at 979-777-9201 and get your free estimate and list of local references. Click ProfessionalConcreteBCS.com for more info today.
8:11, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Action Sports, home of the new Can-Am Spyder and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East. Click on Action Sports TX. .com. Here's weather.
Lots of sunshine for today. We'll find our temperatures up to about 90 to 95 later this afternoon. There could be an isolated shower or thunderstorm late today. Partly cloudy overnight, 70 to 75. For tomorrow, more sunshine in the forecast. We're going to get up to about 90 to 95. Any showers are late in the day. Scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible tomorrow night, 70 to 75. And we're going to be partly sunny as we head into Sunday. High Sunday between 90 and 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
So Texas A&M University's Division I football team plays a game tomorrow.
Yes, they do.
It's a little different in that it's an 11 o'clock kickoff, which means that all sorts of things are different. You know, they really are. And so as a result, what do you consume? I think we heard... we heard Coach Sumlin mention it's a little tough to get kids to be shoving pasta in at 7 in the morning. That's really not very workable. But I thought there are some things that are universal, having to do with, for instance, if you tailgate, you might be out kind of early, or maybe you just stay up. Maybe go to bed at 7 o'clock tonight and wake up at 3 in the morning.
There are several choice beverages for early morning tailgating. Sure.
Yeah. Well, but to help you out, and whether even if you don't use it, the technique tomorrow at some point beyond that, we could tell you that when you pour beer, I don't know if any beer will be consumed tomorrow, but
I'm sure there will be a lot of beer consumed, Scott.
I don't know.
When you pour beer, the goal is to prevent the carbon dioxide from escaping.
Mm-hmm.
You want it to stay in the beer, because when it escapes, it creates too much foam, and you're left with this large thing which is called a head on the beer, you know, and then you get it all over your mouth and you have like a beer mustache
and
whatever.
And it flattens the beer.
Yeah. Right. So to accomplish that, you need to pour your beer correctly. And I know that if you are at a tailgate situation or just a party situation with somebody and they're about to pour their beer, I know you want to help them or correct them. Anyway.
Especially, you know, because that makes you look just
Are
so
we going to
cool,
tell
you know?
Them how to correctly do
we
it?
We are.
Okay,
we
okay.
Are. Yeah.
I was just making sure.
Yeah, we're
okay.
going to tilt the glass at a 45-degree angle and then gently pour the beer so it hits the glass about halfway down the side. And then at the end, as you turn the glass upright, as you continue to pour, to add a little foam on the top. That little bit of foam is what gives the beer its aroma, and you drink, you know, it's enhanced somewhat.
So whatever cheap beer you're drinking at your tailgate tomorrow, it's going to smell great.
It is. That's the whole idea.
I'm also thinking, I really don't know what people are pouring their beer into at a tailgate.
Yeah.
But, I mean, unless you've got a keg, I guess, and then you kind of want to follow the same instructions.
Yeah, with a little spigot.
Yeah.
French scientists also determined this is the best way to be pouring champagne if you're drinking champagne at your tailgate.
I just kind of always did this stuff naturally. Yeah.
Which is a main ingredient in a mimosa.
Indeed. That's true. Which would be, I guess, a drink that
ideal.
Sometimes would be considered
fine breakfast beverage.
In the morning.
Orange juice makes everything breakfast acceptable.
Exactly.
So there. Anyway, just trying to. Now, the other thing is plate color.
I'm sorry, I just thought of the word bricceptible.
Oh, I like that. Yeah, very nice. If your dinner plates are a bold color, you might be tempted to eat more than you should. And once again, when tailgating, you know that portion control is the most important thing on your mind.
Right, of course.
Yeah.
So. You shouldn't have eight, you know, brisket sandwiches.
No.
Just seven, guys.
That's right. That's exactly right. So, anyway,
see,
color.
See, I've heard the opposite of that.
Okay.
Well, I guess I shouldn't say the opposite, but I've heard if you eat on a red plate, red dishware, because red signifies the stop signal in the brain.
Oh, interesting.
That you actually eat less when eating off red plates versus something like white or any other color.
Now I got to throw away all my green plates.
That's right. Well, they
go.
It has an impact on your appetite and how much you consume, which is exactly why fast food places use bold colors in their advertising, their packaging, and their decor. Boston University study found that eating from a red plate could up your calorie intake, they say, by as much as 25%.
What do they know?
Yeah, well, right.
I believe Chelsea.
So just stick to drinking, right?
Of course. Don't eat anything.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, that's perfect. Yeah, of course. Anyway, the just remember, it's gonna end up feeling like 90 in the stadium. So
It may be cool in the morning, but come around that noontime.
Yeah.
Whatever you drink, warmer. Be sure to drink some water too.
Yeah.
And speaking of the game tomorrow, I mentioned this earlier when I was on Peace. You know, grab your halftime snacks before halftime, because you are going to want to see the Prairie View Band.
Yeah.
If you come to the game tomorrow for anything, it's for the halftime
show.
Yeah.
That would be, they are. And you know that they're super jazzed to be doing this.
Oh, for sure. Because, and that's the cool part we talk about when these smaller schools do get to come play Texas A&M. Sometimes fans get a little disgruntled because it may not be as good of a game as, you know, UCLA or whatever. But it's really a great opportunity for those schools to come and not only play against competition, but for their band and their cheerleaders and their fans to experience something that we sometimes take for granted because we see every other weekend.
Yep. And should not take
it
for granted.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Again, we're not a sports station. We don't play one on the radio. But to kind of continue a rather provocative article in this week's Sports Illustrated, it was written by a guy named Austin Murphy. It's Sunday, September the 7th, 2036. Still aglow from Team USA's dominant performance in the Nairobi Olympics yet again, Americans ruled the obstacle course racing events. Sports fans across the republic eagerly anticipated the full slate of American Rugby League matches that would be starting. This is the first autumn of post-football in the United States. Hotlines are set up in NFL cities to provide grief counseling. Bereft fans learn from the five stages of coping with traumatic loss.
Oh, I will need that.
They became adapted to the figure out. They must figure out now what they are supposed to do with their anger, with their bargaining, with their denial, with their depression, with their acceptance. Much of the anger, of course, is designated flat catcher Roger Goodell, while fans and players cited a smorgasbord of reasons for despising him. Because, after all, he did away with football.
And this is the year 2036.
That's what he's saying. And, you know, and then they end the article in a rather serious note, talking about the New York Times revealing the NFL's own concussion studies in March 24th of 16. AIG stopped insuring football players against head injuries in youth leagues in the NFL. Other insurers are following. They did that on June the 12th. On July 27th, boasting that an independent study showed the heads-up football safety regimen reduced concussions by 30%, the NFL again catching heat from the Times.
Wow.
So anyway, I'm not sure what we do. Hmm. We obviously enjoy it a lot. And those are struggles that probably will be discussed.
Hey, and if in 2036 they do get rid of football, yeah, I will need one of those crisis management hotlines.
Well,
I'm going to tell you.
I mean, if you are the parent of a 10-year-old, mm-hmm, are you thinking about that right now?
Well, and apparently even last night during the Broncos-Panthers game, Cam Newton took a really, really hard hit to the head.
You know, they are working hard to make these materials as good as they can, and the technology advances as far as they can, but the players keep getting bigger, stronger, faster.
Right.
And there's still collisions that are going to take place. Mm-hmm. So where do you go with that? So, again, if you have a child of that age, I'm sure that is a discussion that is going on now.
Mm-hmm.
People are thinking about that. So anyhow, the schools that have produced the most millionaires, we'll do 9 because we don't do 10. Number 9 is Yale. Number 8 is Princeton. Number 7 is Cornell. Number 6 is Texas. Number 5 is the University of California at Berkeley.
Uh-huh.
Number 4 is Oxford in the United Kingdom, one that's not in from the U.S. America. And number 3 is Stanford, which makes sense. Number 2 is Penn, which makes sense, the Wharton School of Business. And number 1, which makes sense, would be Harvard.
Harvard.
Yeah. Harvard.
There you go.
So they're saying if you're smart, you might make some money.
Yeah. Something like that. If you pay attention in class, don't be a major that has to do with recreation.
Texas's
probably
millionaires are like Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah.
Yeah, good.
That's true. My question is, how many of those millionaires went into those Ivy League schools already millionaires?
Ooh.
Does that play into it?
Question.
Oh, how much would that
family money.
Could they have done that? That's true. Well, I'll tell you that to tell you this, that American college students' use of marijuana continues to increase. I don't know if they're supposed to be related
good
or not.
Good segue.
But it happens to be at least what the numbers are saying. New study from the University of Michigan Institute of Social Research found the proportion of college students who reported use of marijuana in the last year rose from 30% to 38%. Now, this is between 2006 and 2015. So it's gone up 8% during that time.
You've also got states that are legally.
That's also true.
Yeah.
CBS says
allowing it.
Daily or near daily pot use, 20 or more times in the previous 30 days, reached nearly 6% in 2014, the highest level of daily use in the last 34 years. I'm just going to say, doing that 20 out of 30 days, I don't think that's a good idea.
No.
I mean, I don't know. I understand everybody says, oh, it's herbal.
It's natural.
And all that. But I mean, in truth, if you're doing that and then actually expected to go into class and
function,
stay awake,
mm-hmm,
B, function, and actually C, remember some of that
learn
stuff.
Learn something,
I would think that's kind of counterproductive, but somehow, some way, people always find a way to try to justify, oh, no, it's okay if I do that because of thus and so, fill in the blank. But there you are.
But moderation
facts
in anything, is important.
Probably not a bad idea, that's for sure.
Jennifer Kishinka with your money now. Reinsurer Aon Benfield says the devastating floods that hit Louisiana and other parts of the Gulf Coast last month likely caused total economic losses of between $10 and $15 billion. That would make it one of the costliest natural disasters in U.S. history. Aon also expects insured losses to be in the low single-digit billions because more than 80% of the homes in the affected region lacked flood insurance. Airbnb is introducing a new policy to counter reports that Black people are less likely to get rooms. The move includes reducing the prominence of photos, introducing new technology, and asking users to sign an anti-discrimination agreement. A study last year found that people with names that suggested they were Black were discriminated discriminated against, while many customers have also complained about the issue. Some critics want the photo policy removed altogether, but Airbnb says it's an important security feature. Crude oil trading at $46.92 a barrel on Wall Street. Futures are lower. That's your money now.
I've been teaching organic chemistry for the last 17 years, so I'm pretty good with complex calculations. But when I started thinking about my retirement, I was pretty stumped. Luckily, I have TIAA as my financial partner. Together, we retrosynthetically analyzed my financial future, which is organic chem speak for we figured it out.
Your personal success takes a financial partner who values it as much as you do. Learn more at TIAA.org.
It started at Bunko Night. A little tickle in my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Fast-tracking Zika vaccines. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. Zika virus is spreading rapidly through parts of the Americas and can cause major birth defects in babies of infected women. But there is some good news. Researchers report in Science magazine that they've developed three different candidate vaccines in just under 6 months. This according to Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center virologist Dan Baruch.
All three of these vaccines were completely effective at blocking Zika virus infection in monkeys. The protection was striking because all of the vaccinated animals showed no virus detectable at all. These data raise substantial optimism that the development of a Zika virus vaccine for humans will likely be possible.
Baruch says clinical trials in humans will begin over the next several months. Meanwhile, people concerned about Zika prevention should follow the recommendations of their doctors and health authorities. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
News Talk 1620 WTAW, Brad Mitchell in the studio right now with April Plemons from Longway Home Adoptables. How you doing, April?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm great. This little girl here, you've got, what's her name again?
Her name is Juno.
Little Juno here.
Isn't she beautiful?
She is. It looks like a boxer mix.
She is. She's a purebred boxer.
Oh, purebred.
Yeah,
oh, wow.
She is. And she's a brindle. And so her story is she came to us from the Huntsville shelter. She and her puppy were found as strays, and the owner never came for her. And both are very, very thin.
Yeah. Yeah, she's very skinny here.
She's very, very skinny. She's healthy otherwise, other than some just general stray dog problems. But we are looking for a foster home that would help us put the weight on her. So we'll provide the groceries, but she's only 34 pounds. So we're looking for a home that can help us fatten her up until we find a forever home.
Mm-hmm.
Or an adopter, which would be great. Mm-hmm. An adopter who is willing to take on the challenge of putting on the weight for her. And we'll provide all of those supplies.
So you're looking for somebody who's willing to feed this girl.
Yes, yeah. and feed her lots. Love her with lots of treats, and she came with her puppy. We have a 3.5-month-old puppy. Puppy's name is Cheyenne. You can actually find Cheyenne on the Pitbull Rescues page, and then she will be available on the Adoptables page.
Awesome. Well, she's just beautiful, beautiful dog.
Gorgeous.
Now, coming up for you guys is festival. Here. You guys need volunteers,
it's
right?
It's so soon. Yes, it seems like it's coming up really quickly. On September 17th, we've got our Living Well Festival. There's still time if you're a vendor until September 10th if you want to have your business or service there. The Living Well Festival, what we need now is volunteers. So now we need people to help us work that day. If you want to help make melon balls for the watermelon tent, if you want to work the bounce house, or if you can just help us sell t-shirts and things like that, we need your help. So if you have a Girl Scout troop or you and your kids want to come out and help, we would love to have the help.
Very cool. Well, if you guys are looking to be a volunteer for the Living Well Festival with Longway Home Adoptables, or if you want to take a look at little Juno here and see if she's somebody you want to adopt, go to mylongwayhome.org. Thanks, April.
Thank you.
I have a passion for the environment. That's why I serve in the United States Coast Guard. We monitor commercial vessels, making sure our ports and waterways are safe and clean from oil or other hazardous material. We patrol our fisheries, protect marine wildlife and their habitats. With all we do, it's about protecting America.
Were you born ready to protect America? Learn more at GoCoastGuard.com. sponsored by the United States Coast Guard in cooperation with the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Hi, this is Colonel Aaron Vangelisti, commander of the Air Force Reserve's 433rd Airlift Wing at Joint Base San Antonio, Lackland Air Force Base, Texas. Military experience can add greatly to your life, as it has mine. The Air Force Reserve locations throughout the region offer positions with excellent training, including the exciting areas of intelligence and cyberspace. I encourage you to start your adventure in the Air Force Reserve by going to afreserve.com or calling 800-257-1212.
Sponsored by the Air Force Reserve, aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. Reinsurer Aon Benfield says the devastating floods that hit Louisiana and other parts of the Gulf Coast last month likely caused total economic losses of between $10 and $15 billion. That would make it one of the costliest natural disasters in U.S. history. Aon also expects insured losses to be in the low single-digit billions because more than 80% of the homes in the affected region lacked flood insurance. Airbnb is introducing a new policy to counter reports that Black people are less likely to get rooms. The move includes reducing the prominence of photos, introducing new technology, and asking users to sign an anti-discrimination agreement. A study last year found that people with names that suggested they were Black were discriminated against, while many customers have also complained about the issue. Some critics want the photo policy removed altogether, but Airbnb says it's an important security feature. Crude oil trading at $46.92 a barrel on Wall Street. Futures are lower. That's Your Money Now.
Yeah, I wanted to play that one more time just in case you didn't happen to catch it the first time. So,
a week from today, you can walk into any Apple store and buy a new iPhone 7. Here's the big question. Should you? Kim Commando with your Friday Digital Consumer Tech Update. How should a smart shopper decide whether or not to buy a new iPhone 7? After all, the lowest-priced unlocked model will cost you $649 before taxes. And you need those new wireless AirPods, too. But they won't be out until mid-October. With the iPhone 7, you'll get a better camera, stereo speakers, and a slightly faster chip. So if you have an older iPhone 4 or 5, then yes, the iPhone 7 will bring major improvements to just about everything. But if you already have an iPhone 6, you won't see a big difference, especially when Apple releases the free iOS 10 upgrade in just 4 days. And that's my recommendation. Wait. Wait for the OS upgrade, and then make your decision. Get all the breaking tech news updated all the time at news.commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O.
Cybercrime is real. It affects real people like you and me, and it's not going away. The threat changes every day. The number one question I'm asked is, how do I protect myself? Do what I do. Use Kaspersky Lab. In my business and at my home, Kaspersky is providing me with the best protection 24/7 with their arsenal of experts who evaluate new malware and fight threats every day. Kaspersky Lab stays ahead of the game. Trust me when I tell you, I've done my research. And I made the switch to Kaspersky Lab. Even if you're using another product, cancel it now and upgrade to Kaspersky Lab. As a Kim Commando listener, when you add or upgrade to Kaspersky Lab, you'll get 50% off, plus a 30-day money-back guarantee if you're not fully satisfied. I trust the Kaspersky brand, and you should too. Learn more at Kaspersky.com and use promo code Kim. That's Kaspersky.com, promo code Kim.
The Kim Commando Show is brought to you by Kubota. Value, efficiency, and performance. Find a Kubota dealer near you at TexasKubotaDealers.com.
WTAW News Time is 8:32. It's 77 degrees at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Awards & More. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards & More can put it there. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. College Station Police has released no details about their investigation of a bicyclist who was struck and killed yesterday by a city garbage truck. Deputy City Manager Chuck Gilman issued a statement about what happened at Ayrshire and Angus Streets.
The city of College Station was deeply saddened by this tragic accident involving one of our sanitation trucks this morning. We offer our sincerest condolences and prayers to the family and the young woman who passed away.
The bicyclist was identified as a Texas A&M student, 21-year-old Alana Rich of San Marcos. Traffic was blocked in the area south of the Association of Former Students building for about 4 hours. A couple of blocks away from that incident is a home that has College Station's 90th historic marker. The chairman of the Historic Preservation Committee, Lewis Hodges, told the city council last night the home at 400 Fairview was among six homes built in 1921 at a combined cost of $14,600. The current owners, Fred and Shirley DePriest, purchased the home in 2007. Earlier this week, city councils in Bryan and three cities in North Texas gave the go-ahead to sell the Gibbons Creek Power Plant in Grimes County and a portion of the transmission system that includes Brazos and Robertson counties. But final action remains on hold by the board of the Texas Municipal Power Association, which is composed of the four cities. TMPA General Manager Bob Kahn says negotiations are not finalized with the prospective buyer. Money generated by Blinn College students in Bryan is proposed to finance part of a new dormitory in Brenham.
A special meeting of Blinn's trustees this morning considers a new plan to pay for the dorm. Most of the $32 million project involves a low-interest loan from the U.S. Agriculture Department, but only after trustees approve a new building design to keep it off a federally designated wetland site. Administrators are asking trustees to spend $1 million in existing bond reserves and cash reserves, which includes revenue from Bryan, for site preparation in the dorm's parking lot that's on Wetlands property. Scheduled for opening in the fall of 2018, a for-profit company will operate the dorm, which will accommodate 465 students in 68 two-bedroom and 82 four-bedroom units. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Today starts the renovation of the Bryan Aquatic Center. The facility will be closed through next spring for a $945,000 facelift. New features include a zero-depth beach entry area in the recreational pool. And for the just-completed summer swimming season, which was between Memorial Day and Labor Day, all four of Bryan's pools had increased attendance. The Aquatic Center was up by 25% at almost 14,000. And the first summer of the new Sadie Thomas pool drew 2,200. The last year the pool was opened, back in 2006, attendance was 141. The anniversary of the 9/11 terrorist attacks will again be remembered by first responders around the Brazos Valley with a memorial stair climb in downtown Bryan.
We welcome all of the public that would like to come out and support and cheer on the guys and gals that are going to make the climb. They love it when people come out and support them. Anybody can look at the Verisco and see it's not 110 stories tall. But we accomplish it by 15 times they walk to the top of the Verisco and back down, and then one more time up to the fifth floor.
Bryan Deputy Fire Marshal William Bow says the climb starts Sunday morning at 8:30 and will take 2 to 3 hours to complete. Start your weekend off with some high school football. A&M Consolidated will host Austin High tonight. Pregame starts at 7 with kickoff at 7:30 right here on WTAW. News time is 8:36. It's 77 degrees. You can text us any time of the day to 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Awards and More. I'll have more news for you today at noon, or you can always jump online, WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Thanks, Brazos Valley, for voting Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors the best of the Brazos for 2016. Here's your mid-year update. Average sales price of homes, $227,900. Average days on the market, 86. Currently, we have a 90-day supply of homes, which means it's a seller's market. Call us, Agtown Realtors, for a free market evaluation, 979-846-8400. Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors, the trusted source creating exceptional experiences for all we serve.
837, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Action Sports, home of the new Can-Am Spyder and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East, or click on actionsportstx.com.
Plenty of sunshine for today. There'll be a little bit of afternoon cloudiness, maybe an isolated shower, thunderstorm late today, 90 to 95. Partly cloudy overnight, 70 to 75. If you're headed to the Aggies game tomorrow, it looks good. Lots of sunshine, temperature at kickoff in the 80s. It'll climb to 90 to 95 during the game. Late day showers, but I think the game is over by the time the showers start. And looking ahead to Sunday, we're partly sunny and again, 90 to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
There goes Friday. Time to find out what's going on in the city of College Station. Colin Killian's here this morning. How are you today?
Doing great, Scott. How are you?
Well, wonderful, wonderful. It's a Friday, and we got football and big traffic and all that kind of stuff coming in.
You right? Can't beat that.
Yeah, you brought a guest with you this morning.
I did. We have Lieutenant Steve Brock of the College Station Police Department. He's here to talk about some changes that are coming regarding the use of mobile devices in vehicles.
Okay, very good. Steve, thanks for being with us this morning.
Thank you for having me.
First, I'd be remiss if I didn't ask if there's any updating information you can tell us about the fatality and where we are in that process right now.
Well, we're still connecting the dots in that it'll take some time. Our accident reconstruction folks have been out there, crime scene unit. We're sifting through some witness statements at the same time and trying to, come up with some physical evidence to kind of piece everything together. So those details will come, but it takes some time.
Sure.
We want to make sure that we do our due diligence and investigate every piece of this accident.
Got it. Well, all right, let's move on to this ordinance that even when it was passed, we knew that that's, this is a struggle. This is a difficult thing. It's an emotional issue. People think that they're safe drivers. They ought to be able to text, and now here y'all are coming in telling them they can't do that. But obviously, there's a real reason that you do this.
There is a reason for that, and it's the safety of everybody in the community, not just the safety of the driver behind the wheel, but the safety of those drivers around them.
Now, also, folks here know, but we have thousands of people who are going to be coming in here on weekends, and so the awareness there is important, too. What would you ask citizens here to do to let their friends know about the situation?
Well, I would ask them to let them know exactly what you're talking about. Use that hands-free device if they're in their vehicle, but if they're at home, let their friends and family know they're coming in to watch a football game. We're going to have signs posted as well, as many places as we can. Obviously, the high traffic areas for those people coming in from out of town to watch a game or come to see an event or something like that. So we're going to do our due diligence to let the public know, and we're here with you today to kind of start that education process and let people know. It kicks off November 9th. We're going to be doing this a lot. We're going to try to educate. We're going to be going through Texas A&M to try to reach the students as well. We'll do everything in our power to educate and to make our community much more safer for our drivers.
I guess kind of a legal question. If, for instance, an accident occurs, this then could be a contributing factor in that as well. So after the fact, if there's an accident and you have evidence that a person was texting while that accident occurred, is that going to be another offense that would be added in that circumstance?
Well, you know, Scott, I don't want to say that we are going to tack on an additional citation if somebody is at fault in an accident. Typically, if we can identify a person who is at fault, a citation will be issued. Not always, but in some cases, we will issue that citation. Minor accidents, I'll be honest with you, we don't have the resources or manpower to ask everybody and check their cell phones. We may ask that question to everybody who's involved in an accident, but writing that citation, I don't want to stretch so far as to say we're going to add that citation on top of an accident.
Sure. So I guess the other question is, are we going to have a grace period? How is this going to, okay, goes in effect the 9th. That means it could be a ticketable offense at that time, but how are you going to try to introduce it?
Well, what we're going to do is educate up till November 9th. And then we're going to continue education, and that education process comes through warnings. So you're going to see our traffic division out. You're going to see our patrol officers out. They're going to be pulling people over for that, and they're going to write warnings for a period of time. And we'll probably let the public know when that go live, you're going to get a citation date is. I haven't been told that information yet, but typically when we do something like this, you'll see us write warnings for weeks after it begins on November 9th. And then we let everybody know, look, these are your warnings. These are your warnings. Now it's going to move to a citation.
Sure. Obviously, we're not the first city in Texas to do this. So can you give me an idea of how College Station PD has been communicating with other police departments that have been having to enforce this?
Sure. Chief McCollum did a lot of research before he presented this to the city council. And we don't like to reinvent the wheel. We wanted to see how it was working in other areas, and there's over 60 other cities in Texas that are doing that right now. So he made contact with them, pulled their research, and used that to help bolster this ordinance.
Sure. Okay. Steve, thanks for the time this morning. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Well, yeah, anything else for me?
Saturday, Movies in the Park.
Hey,
they're showing Space Jam at 8 o'clock is the screen time. Gates open at 7. That's at the Lincoln Recreation Center. So bring your blankets, chairs, and coolers. and have a good time. It's going to be shown on the 32-foot high inflatable high definition screen.
Hey.
A good time for everybody.
Sounds good. Thank you, Colin. I appreciate it. Visit with folks in the city of College Station on Fridays. It's our community segment brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agency, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
80 years ago, life was simple, and so is insurance. Since 1936, Van Dyke Rankin has been insuring your family and business, protecting those things most important to you. As a business owner, you've poured your blood, sweat, and tears into your passion. So save money while working with someone you know and someone you trust. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance. People just like you, providing insurance services with honesty and integrity.
Awards & More should be your first stop for plaques, trophies, and custom awards. Whether you're promoting your business or getting a trophy for your little leaguer, Awards & More will custom design just the right product for you. Awards & More has t-shirts, printed promotional products, custom engraving, and embroidery. Call 696-3886 or go to awardsandmoreinc.com. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards & More will put it there. Awards & More, 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
Hey, go, it's 844, Newstalk 1620, WTAW. There is a ban on taking photographs of the Eiffel Tower at night.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, been in place for a while, but as France becomes more aggressive in its crackdown on the photos, members of the European Parliament are joining forces in a bid to finally lift that ban. EU law allows members to demand permission before people can share or sell photographs of any historic building protected by a copyright. Most countries abide by something called the Freedom of Panorama that allows people to take photographs and video footage of buildings and other artworks that are permanently located in a public place. But there are countries where the freedom is limited, like France, Italy, and in Denmark.
Which is weird, because I think probably like 60% of the pictures I've ever seen of the Eiffel Tower are at night.
Online freedom advocates across the EU have called its failure to secure panorama across the board as an example of Europe at its worst. And again, it is. One country wants to do something different, and you're supposed to have this overarching EU that oversees these things. And so technically taking the picture is illegal, but it's the sharing part that is the one that can land you in hot water.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you can, in fact, end up having to pay a rather hefty fine for that as well.
That's like if you buy a CD, you can make as many copies as you want, but you can't distribute them to people for a profit.
Hello?
Hey, I've got a question about the cell phone and driving ordinance. You know, if it is as dangerous as the police chief wants us to believe, are the police officers getting some special training on using a cell phone while driving?
Well,
they can do that.
They may be receiving some special training for that. And we had this discussion a couple of weeks ago. Obviously, the police will be able to use their cell phone while driving because they may need to communicate in that way, and so it's a little bit different situation. And obviously, it's our hope that they will stay official in their information that they're sharing at that time. Okay, children, we'll go ahead and say this, and then we can all laugh uproariously about it. Children should spend at least 3 hours a day exercising. Every day.
Three
exercising.
Hours.
Yeah.
Wow.
According to a recommendation from the government of Finland. Oh, okay. Are they doing it?
Oh, okay.
Yes. So we got the Finnish people telling us that.
I mean, and I obviously am very much in agreement with you getting exercise for kids and making sure that they're moving around and everything, but 3 hours, that's a huge chunk of their day.
Yep.
When you think of school and homework and extracurricular activities such as music lessons or singing, you know, that aren't necessarily athletic activities.
Yeah. And I don't know what the average temperature is in Finland January to April, but you know, it's
tough, man. 3 hours.
That is a long time.
And the thing is, of course, back in the day, kids would be out running and playing and probably exercising that much because they were playing, not, you know, doing side straddle hops. They still do those, even jumping jacks, you know, whatever.
Right.
Crab the
idea,
and
just,
stuff.
Yeah,
yeah.
The idea was
fitness.
You were just out doing things. Anyhow, so the Finnish government has advised parents to actively encourage children to pursue hobbies and interests that would require physical exertion on their part.
Well, children, that's probably a good idea anyway.
Well, it is. Children age 8 and under are the focus of the new government recommendation. The BBC says that Finland is known for producing some of the most physically fit children in Europe and some of the highest academic results among school children in the developed world. So they are the poster children for children, if you will.
We are very fit, yeah.
Yeah.
Eric Wiley is highly involved in causes around our town, but it was his own personal pain 10 years ago that inspired him to help other men going through divorce.
Whenever I first divorced, almost 10 years ago, I didn't know, you know, there's no manual on how to go through a divorce and things like that. And so I started all the things I learned from that, and it was ultimately a good process. I wouldn't recommend divorce, but there are positive things that come out of it, positive things you can learn about yourself and the way you treat other people and things. And so anyway, I started, every time I'd hear about a man who was going through divorce or had recently gone through, I would take him to lunch and kind of tell him some of the things that I learned through my process and some of the ways to become a better man and some of the ways to, you know, improve himself and not focus on her, because I guess we all, when we go through trials in life, we tend to want to blame someone else. And one of the things I learned was, you know, looking at yourself, because ultimately, if you go through a bad time and you don't learn something from it, you're just going to repeat, you know, history is going to repeat itself. And so I tried to focus on what I did wrong and what I can do better.
And then the passion that he had for helping other men, well, it spun off into a program at his church called Stephen Ministries.
It's not just my church, it's worldwide, but I took a 50-hour class. And I help people who are going through different trials and things like that. And so having done all of that, my little Eric's divorce ministry kind of led into something that's bigger, that is a much bigger picture, and to help people with more than just that.
So Eric Wiley calls himself a care provider, a Stevens minister at A&M United Methodist Church, a program for all in need.
Men meet with men, women meet with women, not just divorce, any kind of struggles that, so people who have had a, who've lost a child or have lost a spouse or other struggles that may not relate. My current care receiver has some struggles because his mother has Alzheimer's. And so some of the family dynamics that are affected by that are affecting him, and he needed someone to speak to talk to. And so we meet on a regular basis to talk about those sort of things. And I'm not there to fix problems. I'm there to represent Christ in their life and let them figure out how to fix their own problems. I'm not there to tell them how. I'm there to kind of act as a mirror to, so they can figure out what they need to do.
So Eric Wiley's passion for this came from his own need.
The reason why I got interested in that developed because of my divorce, ultimately.
So if this sounds like something that you need, or a member of your family needs, or a friend needs,
they can contact their own church, and most churches have Stephen ministers that are affiliated with the church.
And if your church does not have this program, well, you're welcome to contact a church that does, like A&M United Methodist. Thank you to Eric Wiley for your passion for helping others. I'm Tom Turbeville, and that's Bravo Brazos Valley. It's brought to you by Coldwell Banker, Agtown Realtors, voted the best in the Brazos Valley.
Thanks, Brazos Valley, for voting Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors the best of the Brazos for 2016. Here's your mid-year update. Average sales price of homes, $227,900. Average days on the market, 86. Currently, we have a 90-day supply of homes, which means it's a seller's market. Call us, Agtown Realtors, for a free market evaluation, 979-846-8400. Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors, the trusted source creating exceptional experiences for all we serve.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of the businesses sponsoring the games of your favorite team.
Businesses like Pioneer Steel, Schulte Roofing, Prosperity Bank, Atkinson Toyota, Hargrove Insurance, and Cherry Rufino Realtors.
Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Like politicians, some roofing companies tell you things that just aren't so. Like, we've been in business since 1995. Our advice is simple. Trust but verify. Don't take everything that's said as fact. At Schulte Roofing, there is nothing we'll tell you that we're not 100% prepared to prove and back up. For peace of mind, go with the name the Brazos Valley has known for decades. Schulte Roofing, home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the Bulletproof Roof.
About 6 minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. I was hoping that we were going to get to talk to Mr. Downs today.
Is he not here?
Well, he's not here. And,
he's probably still getting donuts.
Could be.
He's been emailing this morning already.
Oh, has he?
Yeah.
Oh, just about just...
The hospitality tent tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. He loves 11 o'clock games.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he
oh,
really,
yeah.
really enjoys those.
As do we all.
Yeah, because like the 2:30 game, they have to assemble here at about 9 o'clock, which means if it's an 11 o'clock game.
It's like 6.
Yeah, they'll be here at 6.
Hey, how does it feel?
Yeah, no kidding. That's it. Yeah. All right.
That's late. That's coming in late for us.
What that's about. Well, and among the reasons is because Monday is boss employee exchange day.
Ooh.
See, and you know,
does that mean I have to wear a suit?
No, it has to do with responsibility. You have to wear shoes.
Oh,
that's what he would say probably. But I'm hoping that we've still got a few minutes we may be able to talk to him. So, in the parking lot of the grocery-torium the other day. And sure, you know, it's fine. You like to park close if you possibly can,
mm-hmm.
right? But, I mean, I'm walking out, and I don't know. It was 11 o'clock in the morning or something. It was one of the rare days when I left right after the show. And,
so rare.
Rarely happens.
And no, actually, I guess it was in the afternoon because here's a guy waiting, okay, for like the third space from the end of the road,
mm-hmm.
closest to the store. He's waiting.
And waiting.
And waiting.
And waiting.
There are 5 cars behind him.
Oh, man, come on.
While he is waiting to get, and the parking lot is not packed.
Right.
He could have gone around. I mean, at what?
And is the person even in their car yet?
They were.
Okay. They were just taking a while to put it in reverse.
And Are you supposed to be the jerk who looks at him and shrugs your shoulders?
No, you're the jerk
whatever?
That honks.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
And fortunately, I was headed out the other direction, so I didn't have to put up with that. But at some point, don't you look in the mirror and see that there are 5 people back
that's
there?
That's what I'm
really
thinking.
Okay.
I get self-conscious when maybe one person is behind me and the person's in their car, and I'm like, come on, please, let's go. Get out, come on. And then eventually, I'll just get frustrated and or like you said, self-conscious and leave and drive around and find another spot. But 5 cars, there's no way I would let that many back up behind me.
Well, I'll go the wrong direction before I let that happen.
Yeah. According to a study, it takes the average person 32 seconds to pull out of a parking space.
Mm.
And I don't know, maybe. I guess they have to get students who need things to do for their degree to sit in parking lots and look. Now, I'm thinking, it would be interesting to equate that to what store it is, what kind of store. Is it a clothing store? Is it a grocery store? Is it a general merchandise store? Is it an expensive store? Is it a low-price store? I mean, so I think there are a lot of factors that would be part of that.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I even get nervous if I'm the one who is in the parking spot and someone sees me and they decide they're going to wait on me. I'm like, oh, man, I got to go.
Yeah.
Because sometimes I'll get in my car, you know, check my phone or turn the radio to a different station.
I think people do that.
And then you realize someone's waiting on you and you're like, oh, man, I got to get out of here.
Common courtesy.
Yeah, exactly.
30 seconds isn't crazy, but like when somebody gets in there and they're just sitting in there and they like call somebody.
Fiddling around.
Like
that.
Well, that's what they do. They will. They'll call. But again, that probably is better than them being driving through the parking lot.
For sure.
Very true.
From that standpoint. Yeah. So we'll give you a break at least for that part.
Need more space?
We can find space in your home, in your garage, and in your closets. We're Metro Mini Storage, and we put the smile back in storage. Metro Mini Storage has all sizes of climate and non-climate controlled units, the use of a free truck when you move in, and is completely gated with a dual security system.
Metro Mini Storage at Texas Avenue at Deacon by Burger King. Online at MetroMiniStorage.net. Metro Mini Storage.
Save Our Streets Ministries is celebrating its 15th annual banquet, Live Love, sponsored by Galleria Day Spa and KBTX Media on September 27th at 6:30 p.m. SOS invests in lives to rescue, restore, and release families from a drug and gang-infested environment where abuse, poverty, and violence are a way of life.
It's still the heartbeat of Christ to go win that one lost, the hurting, the down and out. If they won't come to us, we're coming to them.
Call 775-5357 or go to SaveOurStreetsMinistries.org for more information. Help us save our streets.
For your car, your home, your business too, Acme Glass takes care of you. For over 60 years, we're the clear leader. Our quality and value keep shining through. For repair and replacement on all kinds of glass, you can trust Acme for quality that lasts. Where quality and value keep shining through, Acme Glass.
Newstalk 1620 WTAW. Just think about it right now that it was in 2005, okay? 2005 that we were part of a lot of folks in Texas who had Katrina victims who were kind of moving through here. I think Rita happens, that anniversary is a little bit later on this month. But, man, I can remember going to work that morning about 6 days afterwards, and the Exxon way out south of town was just packed, and there were people